Welcome to the Miracle Camp podcast, and thanks for checking out this recording from summer camp. Please enjoy listening to our speaker from this week.
Well, good morning. Yeah, it is a good morning. Hey, so what do you guys read in your Bible this morning? Just shout it out. Yeah. You know, I've been watching all of you, not in a weird, creepy way this morning. I promise, not in a weird, creepy way. All right, I'm just curious. Raise your hand if you got more than 3 hours of sleep last night.
Yes!
I was wondering if some of the boys back here, yeah. You guys know about three, maybe two? All right, I'm seeing it. Yeah. All right, raise your hand if you got more than 4 hours of sleep last night. Let's go. Come on. Yeah. How about more than six? Oh, my goodness. You guys are fired up. Energy. Yeah. How about eight? Anybody get a full 8 hours? Yeah. You guys are camp all-stars. If you can pull off 8 hours of sleep at camp, I am impressed. Well done. Well done. Out of curiosity, how many of you guys get in arguments sometimes? Yeah. Someone was like excited about that. Yeah, I get in arguments. Let's go. Let's do it. Argue. How many of you are one of those people who loves to argue? A couple of you? Yeah. All right, that's real. And there's something energizing about it. Well, we're going to look at a passage today in Mark 10. But I want you to know what was happening before this happened, all right? Before Mark 10, 42 to 45 happened. All right, one of my favorite things to do when I'm reading the Bible is I like to go and see what happened before the passage that I looked at, right? So what's happening is they're kind of walking around, and you have James and John, who are brothers, right? They're called the sons of thunder. Can you imagine being called a son of thunder? Yeah, right? You guys have this, like, man thing going on today, right? Yeah. How to be a man? Well, the first thing you have to do is have a name like Son of Thunder to be a man. Yeah. I have no idea what you just said. It sounded like yelling. All right. Yeah. All right. So these guys are brothers. They're a part of the 12 disciples, and they kind of walk up to Jesus, and they kind of like, all right, Jesus, we want you to do whatever we ask. Well, that's kind of a strange way to approach Jesus, isn't it? Hey, Jesus, I want you to do whatever we ask, right? In another place in the Bible, it actually says the mom of the Sons of Thunder got involved. Like, the mom was like, hey, Jesus, you want to make my boys pretty special, right? Isn't that just like moms, right? Moms think we're the best. Like, mom's like, Mark, you're the best. I am better than my siblings, aren't I? Yeah, that's what I tell them. I'm way better than my sister. Yeah, and my brother. Now, why did I say it like that? Because that's exactly what these guys were doing. They're like, you know these other 12? Well, God, Jesus, you're a king, so you're going to have a kingdom. And in your kingdom, everybody's going to have a certain level of honor, of respect. Okay? Everybody's going to have this level of honor or respect. I think I have honor up here as one of my slides. I think so. Yes, did it, all right? Honor, you see, is respect in a group, all right? It's a community word, all right? People are given honor, which means they have this level of respect above everybody else in the group. It's kind of a normal thing in different societies that aren't so individual. We're individuals, so we don't think about honor that much. But in other societies, honor is everything. If everyone around views me as the most respected, then I have power and I have privilege. I have power and I have privilege. That means I receive things that not everybody else does because I am honored. And so these sons of thunder walk up to Jesus and they're like, can I sit on your left and right side in the kingdom? These are the places of honor. They want to be honored above all the other disciples. Now, just pause for a moment. If you have a brother or sister, and your brother or sister goes up to your parents and goes, can I be honored above my other siblings? How are you going to handle that? Yes, you're going to beat them up. Exactly. Yes, like them's fighting words, right? Like, oh, no, you don't. Right? I think I sounded like a goat just then. Like, I don't know. That was weird. I don't do that often. Yeah. Complete accident. All right. That's just wild that two guys would say, I want the honor. All right? It's arguing. Now, why do people argue? In the book of James, it says people argue because they want something that they don't have. Right? That's what James says. That's why people argue, because you have these desires within you. And he says, you know what? You would get those desires if you asked with the right purpose. When we argue, are we usually arguing for the right reasons? It is rare, rare that I argue for the right reasons. And so what did these sons of thunder want? They wanted the power. They wanted the privilege because they wanted to look good. They wanted to be the best so that they could be honored, so that they would have the power, so that they would have the privilege. And oh, what do you think they would do with that? Do you think they'd be like, I'm going to want to be the most powerful so that I can be the most helpful? No. Right? When we want power in a situation, it's because we think we get something from it. Right? Man, if I'm famous, then I can have all the ice cream I want. Yes. I know. Man, if I have all the money in the world, then I'm going to get a mansion and a boat and probably an ocean. I'm just going to buy one of the oceans. Okay? I'll be like, the Atlantic, that's mine, right? And I have this giant yacht to do whatever I want. Yacht, big fancy boat, right? All right. So they want to use this honor for their own gain. Now, here's the crazy part about the passage we're going to read. Jesus doesn't say that honor is bad. What? He doesn't scold James and John for wanting honor. And you would think that that's exactly what Jesus would do. How dare you ask for honor? No, he doesn't say that. No, he goes, honor is a good thing. The question is, what are you going to do with that honor? Okay? That's the question. So let's go to the word today. And read Mark 10, 42 to 45. Are there lights back here? My Bible's a little dark. Hey! Thank you. I appreciate it. All right. So I'm in verse 42. I just love this, all right? So they're getting mad. In fact, there's a word called indignant in verse 41, which is just awesome. I've never gone up to somebody and I'd be like, man, I'm indignant with you. But it's fantastic. All right. Do that today. All right. You guys don't like words as much as I do, or are you just focused on Mark 10? It's cool. All right, verse 42, it says, Jesus called them together. I just love that. Like, they're all getting mad at each other. And Jesus is like, all right, guys, come on. Get in here, all right? We got to talk this thing out. Let's talk this thing out. He goes, you know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them. And their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, right? Again, he doesn't say honor is bad here. He says, instead, with the power and the authority that you have, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Now, Jesus uses this word, Son of Man, this title, a lot in Scripture, and sometimes it's viewed as, oh, that just means he's human. Well, yeah, kind of. If you go all the way back to the book of Daniel, do you remember Daniel? Whole lion's den thingy? Yeah, Daniel, that guy. All right, Daniel, when he got older, man, Jesus just showed him so many really crazy things in dreams. And in one of those dreams that he was having, he saw this man coming down from heaven. So it wasn't actually a man. It was this guy who looked like a man who came down from heaven and began to rule the entire earth. He had all authority, all privilege, all power. And he was going to come and reign on earth. And God's like, this isn't going to happen yet, all right? But this is going to happen. And then Jesus says, I'm the Son of Man. Right? So he's not like, yeah, I'm just like human. No, he's saying, I'm the person who came from heaven with all power and all authority, and I'm going to come down onto earth and I'm going to rule. I'm the messianic, the Messiah figure that was predicted way back in Daniel's time. That's me. And he says, but why did I come? See, I came from heaven. I have all power. I have all authority. But what am I going to do with it? What am I going to do with it? See, it's not bad to have those things. It's good to have those things. But Jesus says, I came to be a ransom. I came to lay down my life to serve, not to be served. In another passage in John, right at the communion, I think you've heard this before. Remember the story of Jesus washing the feet of the disciples? Do you realize that feet were more disgusting to them than they are to us? And some of you are like, I like feet. Okay, fine. But they wore sandals everywhere. They walked like 10 miles a day in sweaty, hot, sandy conditions, and there were no public or toilets. So the feet were nasty. All right? What did Jesus do with his power and his authority and his ruling? He knelt and he washed the feet of his servants. This is God, right? This is God of the universe. If anybody in the world, in the entire cosmos, deserves to have his feet washed, it was Jesus. But Jesus turned it around, turned it upside down, and says, everything that I have been given, I now use it to give to you. That just blows our mind. I get in arguments because I want something and I can't get it. Jesus has everything, and he freely gives it away. This is not a new teaching. This is all over the Bible. And I just went through and I named some of them here in my own head. Abraham. Abraham was given a blessing way back when. But God said, I'm giving you a blessing so that you will bless everyone else. Giving you a blessing so that you bless everyone else. Israel itself, the entire nation, was honored. They were given their very words of God, the name of God. But God said, Israel, I'm doing this so that you would go share all of this with all the other nations. I'm not giving you this for yourself. I'm giving it so that you can bless all other nations. And eventually Jesus came out of Israel, and Jesus is a blessing to every single human on earth. Sins are forgiven through him. There's more. Paul says we are reconciled to God. We are brought together with God. We were enemies, now we're friends. And now what are we supposed to do with this reconciliation? We're to be ministers of reconciliation. We're to go bring enemies together and make them friends. We are to bring people who are away from God to God and people who are away from each other to each other. We have that ministry because God has done that for us. There's this constant pattern in Scripture about the way God desires for things to happen. He gives us so much. He gives us things richly, lavishly, pours them out on us. And says, okay, I didn't do that just for you. I did that so that you would bless other people as well. And Jesus is obviously the greatest example of this. Christ served us. So we are to serve others. Another passage, it says, freely you have received, freely give. This is Jesus. This is Jesus. Isn't he an incredible king? Think about that. A king who wants to serve his people, who doesn't want to take money from everybody. He wants to give money to everybody. It's just an example. I take, and when I take, I get in fights. Jesus doesn't do that. So I have a question. What have you been given? What has God given you? And what are you going to do with what God has given you? He didn't give it to you just so you could have it. No. He gave it to you so that you could share it and give it back to others. For instance, the most basic one. Are you alive? Did you make yourself alive? Did you just all of a sudden be like, alive? Wow, that was cool. No, of course not. God gave you that life. Why did he give you life? Just so that you could live however you wanted? No, there's actually no joy in that. He gave you life that you could live for God and live for others. And you go, God hasn't given me much except for life. That's not true. When you came into this world, you had nothing. You didn't even have language. Never heard of a baby coming out going, hello, everybody. Seriously, not to get too graphic, but what does a baby come out with? Literally nothing. They're naked little things. They have no money, no clothes, no language. God has given us everything. Everything we have is a gift. Now you're thinking about babies. Sorry, that was maybe a little too graphic. That's not too graphic for you guys. You can handle it. Whatever gift you have, if it's athleticism, it's not for you. You get to enjoy it. It's for somebody else. If you have energy, there's a whole group of boys back here who need it this morning. Share it. Share that energy. That's not just for you. If you have happiness, share your happiness. It's just not about you being happy. It's about spreading happiness. Whatever you have been given, and if you are in Christ, you have been given incredible gifts. Go to Galatians 5. Look at the gifts of the Spirit. You've been given incredible gifts that are going to continue to grow in your life. Those aren't just for you. They're to be shared with the world around you. Christ, the Son of God, the Son of Man, who came out of heaven with all power and glory, did not use that to serve himself. Let's not use what God has so graciously blessed us with just for ourselves either. But let's give it back to Jesus, and let's give it to the other people who are around us, that we can all share in the glory of who God is. He isn't just a king of our hearts. He wants to be the king of everyone's heart. What an incredible gift that is.
Thanks for listening to this chapel session and for diving into Scripture with us. We hope you've been encouraged in your walk with Jesus, and we hope to see you here at camp for next year's summer camp. So, thanks again, and have a great rest of your day.